Good morning, 813 Galesburg's Morning News. It is National Health Center Week going on this week, and joining us to talk more about it and services that you can find locally here is the Administrator and CEO of the Knox County Health Department, Michelle Gabriel. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Also, the Chief Operating Officer of the Knox Community Health Center, Amy Anderson. Amy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Well, Michelle, I want to start with you. Knox County Health Department and the Knox County Health Center, all within the same entity. Kind of explain the difference, if there is a difference between the two.
Well, it's all out at the health department, but there's a little bit of difference. What it is in 2000, the community identified the need for accessible healthcare services. So over the next 10 or 12 years, they came up with a plan, and the plan was to apply for and receive a Section 330 funded federally qualified health center, which is what we have out at the health department since June of 2012. And it provides healthcare services, dental health services, mental health services, pretty much anything an individual could need for primary healthcare under one roof.
So the health department initially was doing everything from, you know, inspecting restaurants and things other than actual healthcare. Is that right?
Yeah, we would consider those our core services. Okay. Internally, we call them core services, and it's food and sewage and water and communicable disease. And, of course, we have our family health programs out there still, WIC, family case management. It's farmer's market coupon time for anybody who's interested. So we still definitely do all of our core services. It's just that was identified as a need, so we picked up on it.
And it sounds like throughout the years since you've been doing it, the health services, you've continued to get busier and busier, and you've added staff as well.
Yeah, we've added quite a few staff. We're at 55 right now. We're not fully staffed. We have a few open positions, but I think we've doubled our staff in the past few years, which is exciting for the community. We're happy to add jobs to the community.
Amy, let's switch gears to you, talking about the health center locally. What is it that you look for the needs arising to see where there needs to be coverage? I mean, what's kind of the impetus behind a particular, you know, I like when dental services were added and or something like that?
There's a huge need for dental services in the area. There are local dentists. One thing that we offer is we accept the medical card, Medicaid, and through the MCOs through Medicaid. We also offer fee-for-service, and we have a sliding fee scale. So those without insurance that need services can come, and we offer it based on income, what fees they would pay for those services.
And so if they're interested, just need to come out and talk to somebody, fill out the paperwork, is that?
Yes, it's very quick paperwork. Just bring your proof of income, and then we'll put you on where you belong on the sliding fee scale.
One other example of what you were talking about, identifying need, and Amy can talk briefly about it because she knows much more about it than I do, is the identified need for sedation dentistry and what we added recently, which I think, or I feel, is a response to community need identified by our dental director. So I don't know if you want to talk briefly about that. But
we did notice that particularly with children, there is a need for sedation dentistry, and we do offer that through the use of nitrous oxide. We were referring them to a pediatric dentist in Peoria, and it was about a year wait for them to get in. So these children were waiting to get their teeth fixed, and now they don't have to. Now they can see our dentist sooner and receive the sedation dentistry because there was no one else in the area. There was only the one provider in Peoria that would do it.
So was this in those cases, is it a case that local anesthetic, I mean, there was just too much work to do to do it with local anesthetic, and they could do much more work with the sedation? Is that?
That's part of it. Another part is many dentists don't offer sedation dentistry for pediatric patients.
There's a lot of anxiety with dentistry.
Yes, there is. Oh,
people
absolutely.
People don't like to go to the dentist. We have some great dentists that work for us, but it's a chronic issue. I think people are very upset about going to the dentist.
people see the white, not only the white coat, but the dentist, it's not only the white coat, but then all those nice shiny tools that they're going to use on you. And we all get, there's a little bit of that going on. That's for sure. We're talking with Michelle Gabriel, administrator and CEO of the Knox County Health Department, and Amy Anderson. She's the chief operating officer of the Knox County Health Center. It is National Health Center Week. Talk about, Michelle, what the celebration of it nationally, why they have a week. Is it more to bring awareness to services that are offered around the country?
It is. The theme this year is America's Health Centers Rooted in Communities. And annually, it's a celebration. And as you said, the goal is to raise awareness about the mission and the accomplishments of the many, many health centers across America. They serve over 28 million patients, and that number continues to grow across the nation as, you know, the need for access to primary care services increases. So we're pretty proud to be part of that very prestigious group.
Well, and not all health departments in the state of Illinois have the health center as well.
No, not all health departments do. A few do, and a lot of it's arisen out of the same thing. They did a community health assessment, and it showed the need, or else dental in Illinois has always been a huge need. So the provision of dental services at health departments is fairly common, and that often leads to it.
Do you know how many have actually health centers in Illinois?
I think there's 6 or 7.
Oh, that's
to be
it, really? So,
I mean,
so we're pretty fortunate here in this part of the state.
So it's
Wow.
If not, they work very closely with their health center.
Yeah. Amy Anderson, Amy, talk a little bit about locally the celebration of National Health Center Week. Again, getting the word out about the services offered. What kind of things we have going on this week?
We're very excited to celebrate this week. And today at 2 p.m., we have our LCPC, the Licensed Clinical Professional Counselor. Sarah is going to be doing a stress relief class at 2 o'clock in our boardroom. Everyone is welcome to come. She is wonderful. We're very excited about that. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we are going to be having the University of Illinois Extension. Wendy is coming to do a container gardening class, and she'll be there for about 2 hours. Wednesday is our staff appreciation day, so we'll be doing a cookout for all of our staff. We really do appreciate everything that they do for everyone in this community.
Does that mean Michelle's on the grill?
She is.
I am.
Really? Good for you.
It's really fun.
And it's not going to be too hot either. So
no.
It'll be really warm next to the grill. But so a lot of great stuff going on. What else you got after the staff appreciation?
On Thursday is our Children's Health Day. So we'll be offering physicals, school and sports physicals all day long. Walk-ins are welcome. Any child can come and get their physical. And we also have a child yoga and mindfulness class with Sarah, our LCPC. So we're excited to have the kids come out and learn how to meditate and focus their energy on positive things. And Friday, we have Brooke, one of our LPNs. She's doing a healthy eating class for summer, because I know I struggle with eating healthy in this summer, and I'm sure many people do. And that'll be at 2 p.m. in our boardroom as well.
All right, so lots going on. Talk, Amy, about some of the services that are offered. I know we mentioned the dental. You mentioned some psychological, because I think a lot of people know it's like, well, you can get immunizations. I know that, but it's so much more. Touch on some of the other services that are available to people.
Oh, there is so much more. We have counselors, LCSWs and LCPCs, and you can come and get counseling appointments with them. And we also have a substance use disorder program with Paula. And we offer that to the community.
That one in particular is huge right now, I'm guessing.
It is. Mental health is becoming quite the growing concern in the community. Right up there behind medical and dental, certainly. It's become a priority for the country overall as they've funneled more and more opportunities for us to expand into it. We also have two medical providers right now. We have Dr. Weikert, which is exciting because he's a local. He's spent many years in this community, and then Carol Seiko, who's our APN. So this time of year, we are busy doing a lot of school and sports physicals. We do the same services that every other doctor's office does, but this year we do like to get them in their physicals. We do like to get their immunizations. One other thing that's important to note is on the health department side, speaking of immunizations, is the state of Illinois has opened up their vaccines for adults program again, which helps provide access to many adult vaccines through that program.
Yeah, and I know when we get closer to flu vaccination time, I'm sure we'll have Aaron in again to talk about that, which would be that will come around again.
It does. It does. A little early, but it's coming.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Michelle Gabriel and Amy Anderson, Knox County Health Department, Knox County Health Center. It's National Health Center Week. Amy, anything else that that we need to know about the health center? I caught you off guard.
There's so many things about the health center. We do the sports physicals and school physicals, as Michelle said, but it's primary care as well. So you can come and get all of your services. We do a great job managing diabetes. We have a lot of resources for the diabetic people in our community and classes on nutrition and how to structure your life and how to be healthier. It's very exciting.
KnoxCountyHealth.org. You can find out a lot of information on there. Call, stop by, whatever the case may be, and find out if there's a service that somebody needs that you probably do offer they may not know about.
Absolutely.
Michelle, same thing, I guess. Just contact. People just need to know that there's some people think, man, I don't have this. I don't have much money. I can't find, I can't get to the dentist. Mm-hmm. Well, there is alternatives for you.
Yeah, just come in and see us, and anybody is welcome at the health center. We'll find some way to help you. Just a reminder, even if you have insurance, if it's a high deductible plan or you still struggle to afford to go to the doctor, we can still help you on our sliding fee schedule. So people with questions should just call and ask, because we can certainly get something for you.
Michelle Gabriel, Amy Anderson, Knox County Health Department, Knox County Health Center, celebrating National Health Center Week. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.